California becomes sanctuary state for transgender kids. By Joel B. Polak on January 1, 2023. California became the first sanctuary state on Sunday for so-called transgender children seeking drugs and surgeries to alter their physical manifestations of secondary sex characteristics, which are restricted in some states. As Breitbart News reported in September, Governor Gavin Newsom, D., signed the bill, SB 107, into law. It was sponsored by State Senator Scott Wiener, D. San Francisco, who often sponsors provocative LGBT legislation. The law officially takes place on January 1, 2023. The law would prohibit a provider of health care, a health care service plan, or a contractor from releasing medical information related to a person or entity allowing a child to receive gender-affirming health care or gender-affirming mental health care in response to a criminal or civil action, including a foreign subpoena, based on another state's law that authorizes a person to bring a civil or criminal action against a person or entity that allows a child to receive gender-affirming health care or gender-affirming mental health care. It would also prohibit the enforcement of an order based on another state's law authorizing a child to be removed from their parent or guardian based on that parent or guardian allowing their child to receive gender-affirming health care or gender-affirming mental health care. There is no scientific or ethical consensus on whether children can decide they have a gender identity that is different than their biological sex, which activists claimed is assigned at birth by doctors, but is determined by chromosomes. There is also no consensus about the age at which children should be able to seek what activists call gender-affirming treatments. Activists want minors to be able to obtain such treatments without parental consent. The Biden administration supports the idea that transgender children exist and has castigated those states where Republican governors have signed laws restricting or criminalizing such treatments to protect children from abuse. LGBT activists have tried to censor conservatives, such as author Abigail Schreier, who have pointed to the negative effects of gender-affirming care on minors, and to the phenomenon of detransitioners who later attempt to reverse the effects of such care, often without success. In November 2022, the New York Times admitted that gender-affirming drugs could cause long-term harm to transgender youths, and noted growing concerns in the scientific community about such treatments. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. He is the author of the recent e-book, Neither Free Nor Fair: The 2020 U.S. Presidential Election. His recent book, Red November, tells the story of the 2020 Democratic presidential primary from a conservative perspective. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.